So welcome. It's great to see you. There we go. Connect groups is our way of building relationships here. We keep things fairly simple, and by that I mean we ask you to be devoted to gathering here on Sunday mornings, but then also to find another place of connection. And some of those we call life groups, which are just believers and people in process. Welcome. So good to see you. I don't look at Facebook often, but for some reason, Dolly, I saw your post that said, we're here, we're there, we're here. So welcome, Dean and Dolly, if you would. Who have come from Texas, is that right? We were praying for Texas earlier with this hurricane, so we'll keep praying for them. Anyway, and those gather, we're most of them once a week, sometimes every other week. There's some house churches that have formed, just a little different version of the same thing. And then we also have groups that are based on activities. Like yesterday, we went on a hike, 24 miles. We thought it was 14, but the GPS says not so much. And we were like, how can it be that off? How can it be that different? But it took us 5 hours up Larch Mountain, 3 hours down. But the view at the top is spectacular. Right, Miranda? She was with us, and we had another friend with us, and it was unbelievable. Good news for you is you can drive to the top of Mount Larch. And from there, it's breathtaking, so it's worth it. But anyway, we were going to have an orientation today, but I have postponed that because I didn't have any signups. This is my first time trying it in August, and I should know better. In our culture, to try to do much of anything in August is difficult at best. And so I'm going to give opportunity again for an orientation on September 17th. All right, so I'm giving you 3 weeks. Pray, ask God for some ideas. I met with some people with an idea for foster support, care, parenting, raise the value. Someone shot a vision to me this week that said, I think I have an idea for a group to help people who are in places of high stress. I was sharing that with the elders Thursday, and they said, isn't everybody? So maybe we should just do that on Sunday. But the one who said that said, no, I'm thinking three Saturday mornings. Maybe Sabbath is appropriate. It's my wife. Maybe Sabbath is appropriate since that's the day of the Lord's peace. And we'll see some of those things come this fall. We do need more life groups to form, and I just want to encourage you in that. But pray, and if God gives you an idea, we want to help you. That's what our church staff is for, to help you do your ministry. One of those places of connecting for our students, 6 to 12, is at Wednesday. This is the last Wednesday. Is that right, Joshua? Last Wednesday was last Wednesday, so never mind. You are meeting tonight, though, at 6 o'clock? All right, so 6 o'clock over in the youth room. And reach out to others and tell them. We've got a wonderful team of people that are working with youth here, and we're in a season of rebuilding our ministries here at the church. But I think you'll be blessed by it. We do have one more hike available to you, and I have no idea how long it is until I do it. And so I won't even begin. It says that it's moderate in difficulty, so I don't know what. Yesterday was called very hard. And so that meant 4,000 feet of elevation gain, and it was uphill all the way. Of course, it was downhill all the way back. But anyway, Ape Canyon Trail. They used to call this something else. I can't remember. Lava Canyon, I think. But I think they like Ape. They liked Ape Canyon. And so anyway, I've always wanted to do this one. And the probably the moderate part of the difficulty is I remember that there's kind of this ladder step thing, cable, you know, in the rock on the wall thing to climb down to it. So doesn't that just sound fun? So plan on the 16th. We'll meet at 7 o'clock that morning. Now, here's the thing. I'm not just offering an opportunity for you. I mean, sometimes we strike out. We invite, and people just can't make it, or they just hear that, gee, those hikes are really long. But reach out to other people. Everyone's welcome to be a part of that. Pie your pastor. How about that? One of the great ideas that Miranda had was to gather families together. So we put an insert in here. We gathered last Saturday, and no one came to pie your pastor. So just because I just really want you to, you know, pie me in the face, although it sounds like there'll be other pastors. That's the way I'm reading this. So anyone who's called a pastor here, which we're delighted to call lots of people pastor, you could probably pick out people you want to pie in the face. How about that? But it really is because they have a case of whipped cream left over, and we thought, Let's just do it after Sunday. We'll do it on Labor Day weekend. So a week from today after worship, we're going to have dessert first. It's going to be a good day. All right. So I know that the senior adults are heading off to the Sizzler today, but so we wouldn't want to complicate matters because we thought you might want to stay. But next week we start with dessert and then you can go have dinner wherever you want. But the money is raising money for Community House on Broadway. If you'd like prayer today, there are a couple of three elders that will be in the prayer room today after the service. Again, we know that some of those concerns that you have are a little more personal. Don't want to necessarily come forward in a gathering like this. We do offer both on occasion, but they are available after each service on Sunday. So just make your way to the prayer room, and you can just share privately with them what your need is, and they'd be glad to pray for you. James chapter 5 says, if any of you is in need of prayer, then call on the elders. So we're just trying to make that easy for you by facilitating that every Sunday. Let me make a few more comments in the Word of the Lord section. Did you look up in the sky? And you still have your eyesight, so that's good. But the great eclipse seems like a month ago to me. I think it's because of that hike yesterday, Miranda. So, in fact, while we're thinking about that, would you come? Because you were going to make an appeal this morning. We've had something happen to one of our teachers, and so I'll let Miranda tell you about that.
Yeah, so Dee Dee Wisdom, she was going to teach in fall, but she broke her foot. And so now she won't be able to teach. And then our other kind of go-to teacher, Pam Hayes, she'll be getting foot surgery as well. So the people who normally come downstairs and volunteer every year and teach our kids, we don't have them. And so I feel like that's just saying, let's just step up and let's come downstairs and teach our kids. And so I had the Lord put a few verses on my heart, and I wanted to pray before we read them. But I just kind of want to read the verses and pray that the Lord's going to speak to us through them, and hopefully you guys will be moved. So Father, thank you for this church. Thank you for all of the people that are here today, and just pray that you'd bless our kiddos downstairs as we're up here. Be with them. Help our teachers. Give them strength, because we have one down there today. So bless Lise, as she's been down there for many years now and has been such a wonderful teacher. So be with our kiddos, and I just pray, Holy Spirit, that you would speak to our hearts through your word, God, and that you would just reveal things to us and just penetrate our hearts with your word. In Jesus' name, amen. So the first one is Psalm 8, and Psalm 8 talks about the praises of infants. Like I read that, and I was like, wait, what? And I'm waiting for my thing to load really quick. Now it's not going to load. Okay, here we go. So it says, through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. And so, kids, they praise God. And then Luke 10, 21 through 24, in that same hour he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, such was your gracious will. And all things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, or who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. And then Matthew 18, 1 through 3 and 5 through 6. I didn't highlight that. Whoops. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. And so I just feel like those are powerful words and an illustration that he uses of children. And so I just think we should be down there loving our kids. And they've taught me so many things. I just can't even believe it. And so let me get back to my notes. I just feel like God's revealing things to kids and through kids, and we should be paying attention to that, and we should be a part of that. And I think the main point in all of those verses is for us to have humility in saying, like, God, we don't know it all. And so we come before you and ask you, hey, how should we operate? And he's saying in all of this, humble yourselves. Humble yourselves like children and serve. And we can't come before the Father with a proud heart. And I've learned that in this season of my life. And it's been hard, but it's been really, really good. And so working with children, it's so humbling. And so what better way to become like children, like Jesus says, than to surround yourself with children? And so I feel like God is going to move mightily through children and through our youth. And so we need to be a prepared church who's loving our kids and raising them up. And it was funny because I opened my Bible app this morning and the verse was 1 John 3:18. And 1 John 3:18 says, let me get it up here. Hold on. My phone keeps freezing. I guess I need a new phone because I have an iPhone 5. So it says, little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and truth. And so in that, I don't feel like God's saying that, you know, our words aren't powerful, but that he's saying, you know, if we say that we love children, then we should really, you know, be loving our kids. So I just want to thank all the teachers that have served down there. You're absolutely amazing, and we couldn't do it without you and all the helpers. So just, I don't know, humble yourselves, come downstairs, be with these kids. They're going to teach you so much, and you're going to be so, so, so blessed, just as they'll be blessed by your presence downstairs. So, Father, thank you for this opportunity to come up here and speak, and I just pray that you would stir in people's hearts to come downstairs and to be with these kiddos, and to just it's a really humbling place to be, and it's really hard work, but I feel like it's kind of frontline work. And so would you just bless us as we move ahead, as Faith Kids Ministry moves ahead, as youth ministry moves ahead, just bless us with all the people that we need, the workers that we need for the harvest. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Stay a moment.
Yep.
Are you upstairs? So, one of the things the Lord told us is that new wine gets poured into new wineskins. So part of that, you know, this mission field that's downstairs, and that's just, you know, logistically where it is in our building, that's a wineskin, and so we have to prepare a wineskin so the Lord can pour new wine in it. Some of you know that I'm asking the Lord for a great season of harvest, not just for Northlake, but here in the region, a great awakening in the Northwest. So we're praying for hundreds of souls, not just to move about from congregation to congregation, but out of darkness into his wonderful light. That's what the Bible says. So we have to have room for that. Now, clearly on Sunday, we have a place to gather, and there's room in the room. But we also have to create other things. And what Miranda says, I just want to say yes and amen to that. But while she's here, I'm just so impressed with her. As I've gotten to know her over these months that she's been on staff with us now. And we're at a place, as we've been meeting staff and elders this summer, we've been praying and kind of saying, well, what are some of the ways forward look like that may not look like what the past has looked like? And part of that, we felt that, you know, certainly young adults and the LCC campus still seems to be another underserved field here in right here in our area. And so one of the things we thought, well, it'd be great if we had a young adults ministry that we would birth that. And for me, it was kind of like, yeah, Lord, I wonder when that'll happen. But Miranda's in a season of her life where she's actually changed her major, training for ministry at California Baptist University. She's doing it online, so she doesn't have to go away from us. But she's also available for whatever. Now, one of the things that so impressed me about you this summer was that she worked at TRCS on the custodial and maintenance staff, just doing whatever it takes. And I think that just speaks volumes. But as a team of elders, we also believe that the Lord has a growing pastoral call on her life. And so part of that is we wanted to add to her already full plate. And so she prayed and said, yes, I think this is God. young adults. And so we're calling her our pastor, our next generation's pastor. So she primarily is giving leadership to children's ministries. She assists Joshua, our youth pastor, and in youth ministry, but she's also going to be launching a young adults ministry. And so I wanted you to know how God is raising up this dear one among us. So now here's the other thing is don't listen to her appeals for help and say, I sure hope somebody does that. Respond and come alongside. Miranda, I'm going to ask you to just go up the middle aisle if you would. We just want to bless you. Would you just rise? Even if you're first time with us today, this is just when we bless people in the Bible, it said they'd lay their hands on them kind of as a commissioning point. So just move towards someone and put a hand on a shoulder and join in what we're doing. Even if you're not sure who Jesus is yet, he loves you and you can be part of what we're doing here. You don't have to just watch. So Father God, we speak blessing over Miranda. We thank you for who she is and who she's becoming. We thank you, God, for all that you've brought her through. And we pray, God, that you will rally many people around her in children's ministry, many students around her as she reaches out to the youth. And we pray, God, blessing on the launching of young adult ministry. We know she can't do any of this alone. So we just pray as it is for all of pastoral staff and whatever titles we give them, they're equipping the saints for works of ministry you've given all of us to do. So by faith, I'm not saying you're volunteering to anything, but how about we just say together over Miranda, we're with you, right? 1, 2, 3, we're with you. And we just pray, God, in the spirit, all those who aren't with us here today because they're out and about, wherever they are with family and friends, we're with you. And we just want to see your ministry fulfilled. God, we create this wineskin, pour new wine into us. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. All right, you can return to your seat. But please respond to the need for people to serve in children's ministries. Well, anyway, we had the sign and wonder in the heavens, and some are wondering, did it mean anything? And wow, I got that really slow. So again, just to refresh a couple of things I shared last week, these kairos times, and I only share the Greek word with you because there's a familiar word, chronos, you know, chronological is where we get that word, is another Greek word for time, but that's just about the linear time that we're living in these very moments we're sharing now. But there's also a kairos time, which is about you make an appointment. And I had to go to the dentist this week, so I had a kairos moment at the dentist office. It's the same kind of thing where God is ordering things and talking to us. So he says that, you know, the sun, the moon, and the stars are in the sky in part for seasons, but it's not about, you know, planting and harvest. It's about, I mean, it includes that, but it also is about kairos times, about appointments. And so in the grand scheme of things, God has been multiplying a whole bunch of signs and wonders in the heavens, lots of eclipses of the sun, as well as eclipses of the moon. That's what a blood moon is a full lunar eclipse, and then the light going around the earth, which is what gets between the sun and the moon, it creates the red hue because that's the color that refracts around the earth and turns it that color. There are some other colors at times with eclipses, but anyway, these things are going on now. I mentioned last week, we won't go into the details now, but that there is a sign. Revelation 12 is all about signs, and it's a very symbolic passage, but we see some of those things happening in the heavens, even coming up here on September the 23rd, and that is about this alignment of what the Bible calls wandering stars. We use the word planet, comes from the Greek word planetoi, and that's where we get that word. But anyway, this is happening, first time actually in 6,000 years, won't happen again for 1,000. And so people are wondering, well, what does that mean? And how do we interpret that? And God, again, he's been doing things as, it calls it the perfect sign, this person that put this nice chart together for us, just noticing the amazing symmetry of what God's been doing in the last few years, is doing now, and then all the way here it says into 2019. So a lot of amazing things are happening right now, and I just want you to be watching and praying and learning. I don't need you to memorize any charts or figure out all the dates and the whatevers. All I'm saying is that we ought to be those who are noticing little incidental things, like from the eclipse this last Monday to the Day of Atonement, which is sundown September 29 through September 30, is 40 days. In the Bible, that's a number that's very common, oftentimes associated with judgment. But understand that judgment isn't always about, you know, dusting, you know, wiping out of people. Sometimes the judgment is unto promotion. You are called in and you are found worthy of promotion. So the way as believers we prepare ourselves is by repentance. And so that's what Yom Kippur is all about. And it's not just turning away, being sorrowful about things we ought not to do. It's also rising up and doing the things we ought to be doing with the Lord's joy in our hearts. So I just want to encourage you with me to be in a season of watching and praying. And whatever it is you need to get right with God, get it right with God. Get it right with him. He can help you. He can help you overcome whatever needs to be overcome. He can help you find your footing where you feel like everything is quicksand. He's solid as a rock. And so he says in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, I will hear from heaven. I will turn from their wicked ways. I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. And so God wants to do amazing things. And we're going to give our Mexico report in just a few minutes here. But as I was sharing last week, our Mexican friends decided they would set their alarms for 10 o'clock every night, and they just take 1 minute to pray for Mexico. And then, you know, the healing of their land as it is, all right? And then he said, we've added a second minute to pray for the nations as the Lord leads us. And there's plenty of things that the Lord, I know this week he's been bringing to my mind when that second minute comes, and I pray for those things. And then they quote 2 Chronicles 7:14. If you haven't put it to memory, this would be a good time, these 40 days, to put that to memory, just because it's a great promise. We don't even have to wait for the rest of our people to get their lives together. As a priestly people, if we would humble ourselves before God, as if we would pray, he said, he's call on me. If we would pray, if we would turn from our wicked ways, and the Holy Spirit will help you. He'll point out what needs pointed out. You don't need to beat yourself up. But when he's pointing stuff out, when he's shedding a little light on it, go, it's me. And then humble yourself before him, because he will. Then he said, he goes, I'll hear, I'll forgive, I'll heal your land. So you can start with the geography of your own heart. Amen? Let's just take a moment. Close your eyes, because we're not this for anybody, but put your hand over your own heart. Father God in heaven, start with this geography. Start with my heart. Start in our lives and do your signs and wonders. Make us a sign and wonder that we've risen up as an overcoming people, full of the joy of the Lord, the joy of your salvation, the joy that whatever comes, I'm gonna be found standing. No matter how hard it gets, doesn't matter how difficult it gets, I'm gonna find myself rejoicing. And I know Jesus is coming, so I'm confident. Father, I just pray that blessing over every heart in this place today, in Jesus' name, amen. And I do pray for a great awakening in America. I pray for it to start in the Northwest. It has never started from the Northwest. It's been all the way down the East Coast. It's been in Southern and Central California, not the Northwest. It's time to pray for the Northwest to shine for Jesus. So we have to pray or things don't happen. So I'm asking you, instead of 10 o'clock, that felt late to me, 8 o'clock, all right? So set your alarm for 8 o'clock. Pray a minute for our nation, for our region. Pray a minute for the nations of the world. And then pull out your phone. Get a new phone that goes faster. 2 Chronicles 7:14, and put that to memory. But let's just declare it out loud, all right? I'm asking you to join me in that. I was also, after the eclipse, I mean, we asked God, God, help us understand. And then another brother here in town said, hey, you should check this out. So we did in Morning Watch this week down at the House of Prayer. And that's open to anybody, by the way. I know the hindrance is we start praying for Israel at 5, and then Morning Watch is at 6 in the morning. So 6 to 7 o'clock, even if you can just come for a few minutes, always available, it's open. There's coffee. You can come in and you can pray and seek the Lord's face. But we watched Mark Biltz, who happens to be the leader of a ministry called El Shaddai. Some of you recognize that. The Lord God Almighty is that Hebrew term. Up in Tacoma, of all places. They're kind of a Nazareth of a place here in the Northwest. And no offense to anyone who comes from Tacoma. But in that same way, God has raised up an amazing thing through him. And it's just simply this. He has a website, teaching ministry, 400,000 followers in the world. And so it's the biggest thing like it out there. So he's tuned into a lot of the Hebrew and Greek thinking. And even in this this video is helping us understand it. I thought it'd be fun to watch that together tonight, but it's supposed to get 90 degrees. And if you've never been in this building after it's 90 degrees, it is like an oven. Thankfully, it was made out of bricks, so it's very durable, but the bricks heat up like an oven. So I'm going to postpone that. The thing is you could find this video, Mark Biltz, not Blitz, but Mark Biltz, B-I-L-T-Z, Eclipse 2017. If you want to join in the 127,000 plus views, have at it and avail yourself of God giving us people in the world who see things, understand them, and are teaching us a little bit about what to do. And so you could do that. But I also thought it would be a blessing. I need to watch it again to do that on the 10th. All right, so we'll skip Labor Day weekend. But September the 10th, we will gather. And I don't care how hot it is, we will gather on September the 10th because these 40 days are important. I am fully convinced of that. And I do know that the return of the Lord is very soon simply because Israel is back in the land. And amazing things are going to continue to unfold. There's a lot of trouble in the world. There's natural disasters. There's trouble surrounding the president and his leadership. There is trouble in the nations. One thing Mark pointed out, I'll just share this little nugget with you. He was just saying, you know, when it says in the last times, nation will rise up against nation, he said, it's not nations like we think. It's ethnos against ethnos, ethnic groups. Ethnic groups. Think Charlottesville. They're going to rise up against each other. It's happening all around us. It's happening maybe within us. We got to deal with things. I was reading an article, and in it, the guy was saying, is an African-American. He said, you white people, can you get over thinking that the United States is a white nation? Can you get over that? I was asking a friend, I said, do you think of America as a white nation? I said, well, there are people of color. I went, we're already betrayed, aren't we? Because we think of people, why isn't white just another color? Why aren't we just people? Does anyone need to repent of this? Anyone want to be honest here? This place here where we just need to say, Father God in heaven, caught. I got prejudice in my heart. I got pride. You may not be a neo-Nazi, but this is an issue that is before us. It's been brought before us. And I pray for the peace of the situation there, but this racial issue has continued to pop up. And I believe the Heavenly Father is also saying, you folks need to deal with this in your own hearts. Stop pointing fingers at everybody else. Deal with your stuff. Oh, there's my vision of Mrs. Mattingly again, my fifth grade teacher. She's always, because I was always complaining about everybody else. She said, you worry about you, and you let me worry about everybody else. She had to paddle me, I don't know how many times. They used to do corporal punishment in school. I had more swats than I can count. I know that's hard for you to believe. I'm such a righteous, upstanding person, but I got swats in the 9th grade. So, Father God in heaven, please help us in these days. And we pray that you will help us in all seriousness get right with you, walk right with you. And you said you'd give us all these things by faith. So I'm trusting you for it. It's been so hard. So many things I try to get free of. And I thank you. I feel like I'm making a little bit of progress. And so I just thank you. I want to keep pressing through. I know the enemies of darkness are all around us saying, don't bother. Don't pay attention. None of this matters. And are telling you, you are the superior people. We just pray, God, you would silence the voices of darkness in our own hearts, and we pray that for our people. We pray, God, knowing the enemy has tried to come here before in the spirit and highlight those very same racial issues right here. We say no. We are the people of God of every tribe, tongue, and nation. And we just say by the Spirit of Jesus, give us grace for this. This is not a white nation. So we just pray, God, that you will help us. We recognize ones that we call red who were here far before us. So forgive us. Forgive us, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. So long word of the Lord, but I wanted to share those things with you. And let me just say, we've been talking about God using us in the nations recently, and this is our team that went to Mexico. So I put together a slideshow I hope that you'll enjoy, just to help you understand what it is. And then a few of us will share with you things we saw and experienced. So if you can get that on for us, Jacob, that would be great.
Turn the page, can't turn the light out. Every word, every line carries to my soul. Dark letters on a page singing so loud. Where did I go wrong not to hear you? to have found you and still be looking for you. It's the soul's paradox of love. I yield for my cup, I lift it up for more. I won't stop now that I'm free. I've been chasing you like you chase me. It's a beautiful sound moving through the crowd. Turn the page, can't turn the light out. Every word, every line carries to my soul. Dark letters on a page singing so loud. Where did I go wrong not to hear you? Just because.
From your late friend's cereal bowl, breakfast clubbers say the motto that he taught us to repeat. You will lose it in your gym class if you wait till Ninja Pete. Back when the chess club set out eggs were soft, every Monday he'd say grace and hold our juice aloft. None of us knew his checkout time would come so soon, but before his brain stopped waving, he composed this tune. When the toast is burned and all the milk has turned, and Captain Crunch is waving farewell, when the big one finds you, may the song remind you that they don't serve breakfast in hell. When the toast is burned and all the milk has turned, and Captain Crunch is waving farewell, when the big one finds you, may the song remind you that they don't serve breakfast in hell. In reality that comes from above, God is God.
From above, God is gone. There's no bigger. wonder what you got. Make them wish that they were not on the outside looking bored. Shine, let it shine before all men. Let them see good works in men. Let them glorify the Lord. Shine, and make them wonder what you got. Make them wish that they were not on the outside looking bored. Shine before all men. Let them see good works in men. Let them glorify the Lord. Shine, make them wonder what you got. Make them wish that they were not on the outside looking for. Shine, let it shine before all men. Let them see good works in men. Let them glorify the Lord.
Thanks for fixing that, Jacob. So any team members that are here with us, if you just come, we have a few minutes to share. And Wayne and Pam could not be here today. They had travel plans already in place. And so we couldn't have done crafts without the wondrous Pam Hayes. It was amazing because usually we start with 70 kids and get to 100 by Thursday. We started with 100, had 124 the next day. And so she was scrambling, but she pulled it together. She was amazing. And Ron King also couldn't be with us. He also did an electrical project and some other. They put some outlets in and things like that. We've been helping with their building over the years. So these are some who could be with us. And we also had team members from Castle Rock Christian Church, really wonderful people that I got to know. People from Salem Christian Fellowship, from The Bridge here in Longview, and from, thank you, New Hope City Church. And so we're so grateful for the Lord pulling us together, 18 of us. It was amazing level of unity. And so we'll just pass the mic down and just share what the trip meant to you.
Well, I saw the people down there fulfilling the Great Commission. So they were going into their community. They were ministering to people that at VBS at their church. And we were just kind of there to be support to them and see what they're doing and participate with them. They took the lead, and we just kind of were there to serve. So it was really impactful to me, just their commitment to going even into their community. So I'm ready to go into Longview. Let's do it.
I don't know what to say. My favorite memory was when we went to the Pueblito, because I thought it really changed my perspective of how I see things now, because what we take for granted, they don't have. And so just even it was really sad for me to see, like, those kids. Just some of them looked like they didn't, like, have any showers. One of the boys, probably about, like, 2 years old, wore the same clothes when I went again. And yeah, because no kid should have to, like, live through that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was life-changing and eye-opening. And anybody that gets a chance to go on a mission, I would say go on a mission, because it was crazy, and I felt blessed that I got to go and just be down there and serve. And that was really amazing to see everybody. They kind of stepped out of their comfort zone and just did things that they might not normally do. So that was really cool. And I'll share my favorite memory too. And that was at the Pueblito as well. And we were getting to know, there were like, how many different, like, were there like, how many congregations were down there, like different ministries? Like, yeah. I don't know, three, I think, like that. It was, yeah, Young Life, and it was
a little group from a church that would come down.
Yeah, it was crazy. And so we just had all these different groups there just ministering in the name of Jesus to the people at the Pueblito. It was really cool. But I got to talk with these two people. I think it was Janelle and Christian were their names. And they had previously, the week before, they had been there doing a Bible study with the kids at the dump at the Pueblito. And I was like, what are you guys doing here? They're like, we just came down. We wanted to hang out with the kids again. We missed them. And so I think that's just really a testament to just saying, hey, we're going to be there for them, and we wanted to be with them and minister to them in Jesus' name. And it was really cool to see that. And there were so many other cool things. So if you ever get the chance to go, go. It's wonderful.
I just like that no matter what's going on, God always knits it together for good. On the way down, did you share a couple weeks ago the bus troubles? Okay, so we don't take the big green bus anymore. Well, I guess we don't even have it anymore, but there were a lot of issues taking that down year after year, and we took the Joy bus down, and we got off the freeway for some reason, and I'm in the back of the bus, so I don't know what's going on, and I guess the alternator wasn't quite working right, and way too much power was going to the battery, and that's not good. Luckily, Tracy was driving, and she noticed something was wrong, so we pulled off, and we stop, and we're stranded. We don't really know what's going on, and this guy shows up, and he knows a thing or two, and he helps us diagnose it, and he talks to somebody, and it's like, well, we won't be able to get a part for at least a few days, and we have the part today. This is cool. And all the while, there was a McDonald's that a block away that we were just hanging out at, and they come around, and they're like, hey, we have these new signature burgers. We're offering free samples. Do you want some? And they probably gave us, like, 12 burgers all cut into, you know, fourths and just handing out food, and it was air-conditioned, and that's very important in Central to Southern California. And it was really cool to meet the people who were helping us with the bus. Just one of so many things. The Pueblito, the first day, they were telling us, okay, we have no idea what we're getting into, and asking you to come with us. Don't bring any personal belongings, because these kids might be trained to, you know, pickpocket you for their parents. The entire town, they dug a moat around it so that cops couldn't sneak up in between. There's one way in and one way out. And it was cool to just go there and see, no, this is definitely from God helping these kids. It was a lot more secure than what we might have been thinking the first day. Just everything changing up, but still being able to be used for furthering his kingdom. It's really cool to witness.
Thanks. So one of the things we're talking with Joshua about, at that Pueblito, the woman from the church had a vision to step up their outreach ministry. And I just thought I should share this with you. Just so you hear what kind of pace our Mexican brothers and sisters are keeping. They said we should do VBSs out in the community. And I know Joshua has a heart for doing some more of that here in our community next summer. But she said, so we're going to do 3 a day for 4 weeks. And the church just rose up and embraced it. So we were just with them in what they were doing. But they do one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and one late afternoon. And it's just amazing. It's amazing what they're doing. They said, by the way, at that Pueblito, they said next year they'd like to do maybe a day of service where they would do, like, the house church. It was a house church from Everett that we met down there, and they were going out to wash feet and do nails. I was like, wow, you guys are amazing. So humbled by, you know, your thoughtfulness, for one, because living in the dump, they need their feet washed, as Kaylina was sharing, but no one's bathing in this place. And so we, you know, What a cool thing. But anyway, they want to serve people. They want to cut hair. They want to give medical attention. That this is coming out of First Baptist Tecate. Some of us have our away team shirts on, our Observadores Galacticos. That was the VBS theme. And then some have our home ones on. Kaylina is looking like we did on all the other days. And so, but anyway, they're going to do that next year. So some of you might get stirred and want to come along with us to help provide whatever skill or ability that you have. And for all of us, these kids, I was telling Jana, this little boy was so clingy. And she just said, I'm sure it's because he doesn't get touched much. And that was our thing. We're just like, we're going to go touch kids. We're going to go be the hands and feet of Jesus, and we're going to love them. And we're going to, don't shy away, don't shrink back when you see this little unwashed one come in your direction. Instead, this is our chance to really be what we're supposed to be. Couple other things that just really stood out to me too is one of those pictures had Isai reminding them of their 10 o'clock call. And again, I'm just so appreciative of who they are. But I know for Jacob to come up and share, hey, this is what it meant to me. Jacob's gone almost every year we've gone, and this was year 20 for us. So on Wednesday night, we gave them a small plaque. I forgot to take a picture of it, but just a simple thing that said, we want to thank you for 20 years of partnership for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ from Northlake Church. And so we presented that to them and just enjoyed the rich friendship in that. Finally, then, you might have seen in there were some plans that were shared with us about a building that they're going to break ground on here in the new year. And as they were, you know, doing that, we were all kind of looking, and everyone thought, oh, this is interesting. And then everyone wandered off and did their thing. But I'm looking down at it, and I said, Isai, it says here that you want to build a building that seats 700 people. And he said, yeah, that's our vision. I said, well, I feel like God has spoken to me to ask for 700. And he said, well, you know, let's pray. And so we just spent time praying for each other and blessing each other's congregations to become what we're not yet. And so I just ask you by faith, would you just receive that blessing? You know, let's become what we're not yet. I was so blessed again by this team that we had. God just knit us all together. Everybody stepped up and did things and just jumped in. I didn't have to spend my time running people down going, we're all doing stuff right now. they were just all in and all at it. We had three generations on our team, so this is open to anyone who'd like to go. And even though it was 20 years, they said, we love this relationship, and they were looking forward to us coming again next year. So next summer, Lord willing, we'll be sending another team down, and you're welcome to pray about coming with us. It's just $250 for the most authentic Mexican food you've ever had. So that's right. Zucaritas. Actually, we didn't eat those. I just thought it was fun to show a picture of their cereal. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for the privilege we have as a congregation of not only supporting others who go into amazing places, but this summer, people from Northlake have gone to Thailand and Hong Kong, to Brazil, the Philippines, to Turkey, to Egypt, and we went to Mexico. So we thank you, God. You've made us busy this summer. If there's not a sign and wonder, you know, that we little people have gone so many places. And so we thank you and praise you again for it. We do pray as we conclude here that not only would we go exotic places and have fun and be with wonderful people from other nations, but again, that people would go downstairs and build into these little ones your kingdom. So thank you again for using us this year. Thank you for our good friends. You're so loving, and you have made us one big family. And we thank you, God, for getting us there safely. I thank you again, these two men that we met, Danny and Mike, who came to help us. One guy moved by your spirit, the other guy because we called him, but we found out he was a believer, and it turned into times of ministry to pray for them and pray encouragement, pray for their children. So thank you, God, for good things. Thank you for all the things you're doing in our lives. We now step out of this place to go on the mission of this day, And we pray, God, that you would help us as we touch other lives with your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We're going to conclude there. So God bless you. Try to stay cool as the day goes on. And we'll see you next week.